I'll give you a little, for those of you who don't know about the Methodist Church, we have had, and I had to write this down, in the course of my memory, we've had over 10 people from our congregation serve on the city council in various positions, either councilman, vice mayor. There have been three people who are mayor, Bill Barkley, my Uncle Bill, who went on to be Speaker of the House of Arizona Representatives. So he not only went Glendale Council, but went on to higher office. Bob Lumberg of Lumberg Mortuary, which is no longer around. George Renner. And George was a mayor here, was councilman. When George got to be the mayor, we had clout. And it was not because of George, it was because Mary was here also. And if we wanted something done, we asked Mary. And if you got her on your side, George pretty much had to, okay, Mom, you know. So then we had Herman Asdale, Charlie Boots, Ed LeJean, my father, Dillis Ward, Ian Hugh, Bruce Heatwell, and just recently Tom Eccleston. So we've been very instrumental in Glendale politics. And again, I wanted to thank everybody here. What a wonderful turnout. My father told me a long time ago, if you want somebody to show for your meeting, John, feed them. And they'll be here just for the food, and then they might want to see what else you have to offer. But we'll get started right now, and we drew numbers. Yvonne Kanak will not be here. She's on vacation. I said, we'll allow that, you know, but we have others. So we're going to just start with one, and David Roulet, and then we're going to give you 5 minutes because of our time frame. People have to go to church, and our church starts at 9:30, so I'll be quiet, David Roulet. And then at the 5 minutes, we'll give you a cutoff, and then whoever has number two, please come on up. That way we won't have to, because as you know, I like to talk. All right.
Thank you, John. Good morning, everyone. My name is David Goulet, and I'm running for the Glendale City Council to represent the Ocotillo District. My discussion for you today is threefold. I want to tell you a little bit about what I've done. I'd like to tell you a little bit about what I hope to do. And I'd like to tell you what I'd like to ask you to do. First, I'd like to talk about some of the things that have been accomplished in the district and in the city. It involves both development and redevelopment in the district and throughout the city on a large scale, and I know any of you who have been here for a number of years have seen significant changes within the city. Some of the changes immediately in our district down the street at 52nd Glendale is a new fire station, which is opened a few months ago. Ongoing is the Habitat for Humanity project, which later this fall will complete homes, and we will be close to 60 completed homes within the district. And that is about $4.5 million in economic development that has been built, largely through voluntary donations and contributions and help from the city. We currently have 28 condominiums under development at 63rd Avenue in Glendale, which is being designed for disabled individuals. Those will be available for people to take in December of this year. In addition, there have been a number of park improvements happening throughout the district, and we built a regional park at 63rd and Northern, which has a dog park and an area for children to play in. Over the years, we've had improvements that have happened at our Civic Center, the Civic Center Plaza. There has been the Catlin Court streetscape projects. There have been Catlin Court alley renovations. At 69th and Bethany Home Road, we built 66 condominiums. We also built at 73rd and Glendale 15 infill homes called the Estates at 73rd. And that's probably one of the harder projects to do to get anybody to come in and build just 15 homes. Most builders want to build a lot more than 15. We have improvements that have happened throughout the district, some close by here across the street to the west. Floralcroft neighborhood had some substantial improvements. East Catlin Court has had street improvements. And at Orchard Glen there have been landscaping and street improvements as well. At 73rd in Glendale, we built 152 single-family homes called West Glen Villas. Ongoing is the Centerline project, which will deal with the downtown and the redevelopment that will happen over a number of years. One of the more recent restaurants that opened is at 59th and Northern, which was Chipotle's restaurant. The shopping center and Quick Trip at 67th Avenue in Glendale are recent additions to our district. We have had a lot of corporate activity happening in the city, even though some people will have commented that Glendale doesn't get good-paying jobs, doesn't have a lot of development happening. AAA brought 1,300 jobs to Glendale. We now have the Wells Fargo Corporate Center at 91st in Glendale. We have DeVry University, which is out at Westgate, which will have several hundred students over the next 2 to 3 years. Banner Health came into our community with over 2,800 high-paying jobs. Honeywell added 800 jobs and Humana 400 to our community. All of these have been things that the City Council has worked on with these organizations. I know that you know that we are the home to several professional sporting teams in Glendale. In addition, we host major sporting events, and we will host the Fiesta Bowl on January 1st of next year. We're excited about that. Last year alone, we had for sport entertainment, 1.5 million individuals came to Glendale just because of that. And their activity helped fuel a lot of other activity and benefits for our community, so we're grateful for that. Currently, I chair the Sustainable Committee for the City of Glendale. The committee is trying to improve the process, the rules and regulations for people who want to use green technology in both residential and commercial development, so we're trying to enhance that process. Our bond rating, we have some of the best bond ratings nationally by both Moody's and Standard & Poor's, and typically the City of Glendale retires debt within 15 years of taking it on. We do all of this, and all of this has happened, and we still are able to say that we maintain that hometown feel that we all feel so proud about in our city. What I would like to do, I'd like to keep our city financially sound. I am fiscally conservative, and I worked for 5 years with other members of the council to lower our property taxes and your property taxes. I want to maintain strong neighborhoods. I want to expand our economic base. I want to create a stronger downtown. I'll continue to support Luke Air Force Base, and I will continue to work to provide great services for you, our residents. I'll also continue to be a strong advocate for historic preservation and the neighborhoods that make that application for that designation. It's important to those neighborhoods. It's important for our community to have that aspect in it. I do plan to continue to work very hard against the application by the Indian tribe for the casino in the west part of Glendale. I think it would be extremely detrimental to the community for this to happen. I say that because we would lose property taxes, we would lose development impact fee taxes, and we would lose sales taxes, what would amount to tens of millions of dollars over the next several years. If this were to come in, you have to ask yourself, what are you willing to give up if they come in? What services would you give up? Or what new taxes do you feel you may have to face in order to help provide services? It's estimated the first year alone in public safety that the City of Glendale would have to provide for them is over $1 million for just 12 to 15 acres of development. If they gain ownership of 134 acres, you just multiply that exponentially, and it is a staggering amount of money this city would have to pay, and we would not get it back. That's the thing. There's no guarantee that we get any of that money back. I currently am working on expanded partnerships with both the medical and the educational community. I think those two entities are extremely important, and I believe that if we expand partnership with them, they can add to our community by providing jobs and long-term benefits to our community. I'd like to thank you for the invitation this morning. Thank you.
Good morning. For those of you who don't know me, my name, at least this week, is unknown, underfunded, underdog, blip, inconvenience, and newbie. Those are some of the names that have been used to describe me this last week. So who am I? My name is Bud Zomak. It's Hungarian. You throw a Z in the last name and it messes everything up. Don't worry how to pronounce it. Just remember the Z. Again, who am I? Well, let me tell you who I'm not. I'm not the candidate looking for a job with the City Council. I'm a 28-year HR veteran. I know what people do when they're going to lose their job. They do squirrely things and quit doing things that are best for the company and try to preserve their job. And I'm not the candidate who's ready to give a green light to the Tohono O'odham Nation to build a casino. Yes, it'll bring jobs to the community, But there's a lot of unanswered questions that need to be resolved. Fire, water, infrastructure. But what I am in support of is having conversations with the nation to see if we can resolve those issues without bringing additional costs to the taxpayers. And lastly, I don't have the years of experience, as does the incumbent David Goulet, nor do I have the years of experience in bringing large commercial developments into the area. But I do have the ability to motivate people. I have the ability to bring groups of people together, as I did when I personally invited more than 100 residents and business members to the forum to discuss the possibility of bringing in or trying to deter people from bringing in the prison halfway house into the downtown Glendale area. I've met with shop owners and business owners in the Catlin Court District and listened to them as they spoke about, and with frustration and anger in their voice, the abandoned eyesore condo project in the center of our city. I've attended several meet and greets by different council members where I've yet to hear any concrete plans on resolving this issue. Instead, we place a chain link fence and green cloth, and we try to hide the ugly of the area. I'm a longtime Glendale resident. My father worked for the city of Glendale after retiring as a submariner with the U.S. Navy. I grew up in Glendale, attending both Unit 1 and Unit 6, and graduated from Glendale High School. I have a bachelor's degree from Ottawa University in business management. I've served and chaired many commissions throughout Glendale and throughout the state. My wife and I purchased a historic home up in Catlin Court a few years ago, and my children both attended local schools and graduated from local high schools. I believe in some simple premises. Don't spend more money than you collect. They call that fiscal responsibility. I think if government starts to remember the money they spend comes from the taxpayers, oh, and for all the other participants in this game, the taxpayers, that's us, our pocketbooks, be fiscally responsible with those dollars. I believe there should be a cap on how much money the city of Glendale can spend on sports and entertainment programs without going back to the voters and asking for their approval. I'm a firm supporter of term limits for all public servant positions. Career politicians become so focused on getting themselves reelected that they actually forget they work for you, the voter. I believe in communication before litigation. My experience has shown me that most issues can be resolved if folks just sit down and have conversation. And I believe in respect towards each other, whether it's between council members and in every other week workshop, or when I approach an elected official and try to shake a hand, that I'm greeted with the respect of being a constituent. And lastly, I know and I remember who is responsible for electing me to the city council, and that's you, the voter. I'm humbled to be given this opportunity to speak to all of you, and when the time comes to vote, whether it's in an early ballot or you go to the voting polls, I would be honored if you would cast your vote for me, Bud Zomach. And again, just remember the Z. Thank you.
Good morning, and I'd like to thank. Thank you. I'd like to thank the First United Methodist Church for having me here, and to tell you what I would like to see in the City Council. My name is Norma Alvarez. I'm a native of Glendale. I'm not a public speaker. I'm just a person that cares. I'm a retired. From the City of Glendale Community Action Program, I was the director of that program for 30 years. I married my husband, Fernando. I've got two sons, Fernando Jr. and Jeffrey. They went to schools here in Glendale, Isaac Imes and Independence High School. I went to Isaac Imes, Landmark, and Glendale High School. My interest is that we, the city council, pay attention to what the taxpayers request, their request. We've had budget hearings. We asked that our libraries would not be closed. We asked that we would continue with youth programs, senior programs. Everything the taxpayer asked was ignored. Instead, we provide $25 million to the Coyotes. To me, that is wrong. We need to provide, keep our money in Glendale, keep our money for services. It is very important that we continue the services that we had before, like the sports program for the kids. Remember, if we don't take care of our kids at the front, we're going to pay later on in our jails and correction systems. We need to have a partnership with the schools. We need to use, like we did before, youth programs. The baseball, we used to use Landmark. We used to use Isaac Dines. That's not happening. What happened to those partnerships? We need to get back to that. We need to stop the insults and disrespect for one another and city council. I've been seeing workshops, city council meetings, and it doesn't look right for councilmen to be attacking each other. We need to show some respect. We need to be communicating with the public, and a lot of us have not had that experience with our present council person. I want to represent the Ocotillo district. I worked with the public so many years. I worked with low income. They do exist out there. We can't ignore them. I know the casino is a very touchy subject, but we need jobs. And I think that the casino will provide those jobs. And I think we have to give them a chance. We have to talk to them before we ignore them, before we say no to them. We need to stop using all those fees for lawyers. We asked, how much did you spend in lawyer fees to keep the casino from coming in? Instead of spending lawyers' fees, why didn't we call them and invite them to meet with us, to explain what they were going to do? Instead, we're starting rumors. We're saying that the casinos are not going to pay for services. If we give them water, if we give them the sewer system, they're going to pay you back. They contributed to Pima County $4 million last year. We can use that money. So I suggest that the city council, and when I get elected, that's what I plan to do. We need to focus to keep Glendale money in Glendale. Let the sport pay for their own. They're the money makers. They should pay for their own. If they can't succeed, do not use my tax dollar to support them. I support, most of all, I need to emphasize that we need to get back to taking care of our youth. Children right now at the community centers are paying $35 to be able to go into a rec center every 6 weeks. We have children that go and have their lunch because it's free for kids from grammar to high school, 18. But they have to leave. They can't participate because they're not allowed. Unless you pay your $35, you can't participate. We've got kids running around after school and during the summer doing nothing because there's no money to support those programs. But we're willing to support the Cardinals, the Coyotes, and not our kids? No. Now, I know that we brought $1.5 million we brought those 1.5 million people, but how much money did they live in Glenn? That's what I'm all about. If I need for you to work with me, the most important is get out and vote. Thank you.
Good morning, and thank you for inviting me here to participate in this forum. My notes are somewhere along 75th Avenue. It's a long story, so bear with me. About a little over a year ago, people started asking me if I was going to run again, and I said, yes, I'm going to run again. And then some would ask me, well, why? I said, well, there's really a lot of reasons why. I said, but let me just give you a few. I said, for one thing, I said, you know, I've been fortunate that I've served in the city of Glendale Council during what I believe to be the most exciting period in the city's history, the good times. And then I would go on to say that I don't feel right leaving now when the times are not so good. We have a lot of challenges. Now, I'm going back a little over a year. And at that time, I also said, let me just point out three that I refer to as A, B, and C. A, and you've heard some talk about it already, about the arena, the home of the Coyotes. B, at that time, we were looking at a budget deficit. And C, the casino. That's what was being proposed. It's being proposed by the Tohono O'odham tribe at 91st and Northern. So let me go back to A, the arena. As you know, the city owns the arena. We still owe a lot of money on that arena. We have about 25 years yet to pay on it. So it's critical that we keep the Coyotes. And recently the council took two actions that I think go a long ways to ensuring that that happens. One, a resolution that entered into a memorandum of understanding with Ice Edge Holdings, who presently are in negotiations to purchase a team from the National Hockey League. And the second resolution that we passed was a resolution to create a community facilities district, a legal entity that will generate revenues to offset any team losses. I feel confident that the Coyotes will be playing in Glendale for many, many years to come. B, budget. At the forum, I really didn't get into budget, but I tried to sneak this one in. On the budget, that we were facing a $14.3 million deficit very early on. Overnight, that went to 15.6, just about the time we were getting ready to balance our budget, because the state, when they were sweeping funds right and left to balance the state budget, they swept $22 million from the lottery fund, money that was supposed to go to cities and towns for local transit. Our portion of the $22 million was 1.3, so that's how we got to 15.6. The good news is that we have adopted a budget for 2010-2011 with input from the community. And yes, we could not do everything that we would like to do, but we did get input from the community, and based on that input, we did change some things. And also, the other good news is that there's minimal impact on our core services and no increase in taxes. Now, for C, for the casino, I am strongly opposed to the casino, as is most of the council, except for one person. The casino is not a good thing for the city of Glendale, and there's many, many reasons, but let me give you three or four. First of all, and it's been mentioned, that they can come in and they don't have to abide by any of our city ordinances, and they can build anything, I mean anything that they want there. Second, as a sovereign nation, they pay no state, no county, no city taxes. And since they pay no taxes, this puts our businesses out there, especially our hotels and restaurants, at a severe disadvantage. And the fourth reason, and that was touched on also, is that just for public safety costs, it is estimated that the cost would be $3 million a year. And we can't afford that. And there's a high school across the street, and there's so many, many reasons, but that's kind of, gives an idea of why we're opposed to it. I just want to touch on economic development. I think our staff has done a great job. Even with the rough economy that we've had, the tough economy, and Councilman Goulet, I think, covered very well all the things that have come into the city. My hats are off to the economic development staff. And Centerline, we need to keep that moving, and the key to that is to get that courthouse built. And we're going to start meeting again pretty soon, and I'm going to speak to the city manager and staff, and I know the council is, somehow we've got to figure a way to get that built, because that will be the key to getting the project really, really moving. Since I got the signal, I want to thank the Toya voters for supporting me in the past, and I want to assure the Toya voters and all of the voters in the city of Glendale that the council is committed to providing services, the best quality of life for our citizens, by providing services in a courteous, expedient, and cost-effective manner. The ballots for early voting are going out. Please be sure to return it. If you don't vote for early ballot, please go to the polls on August the 24th. And if you're in the Toya, you can vote for me. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Mickey Lund, and I am a candidate for the City Council representing the Barrel District. And I want to thank the First United Methodist Church for hosting this opportunity to let us all speak to you. My husband and Richard and I have been married for 42 years and have lived not just in Glendale but in the Barrel District for 31 years. Our children attended Glendale schools and played in Glendale sports on Glendale parks. Our lives are totally interwoven in the city of Glendale. Richard has worked out at Luke Air Force Base for 30 years, giving us a special long-term connection with the base and its contribution to Glendale, the region, the state, and the nation. I have a long history of involvement in this community. I've served on commissions such as past vice chair of the Planning and Zoning Commission, and I'm a graduate of Glendale University 101. Along with other classes that we've taken and other opportunities that the city offers, we have taken advantage of. I'm currently the vice chair of the Housing Authority of Maricopa County, a member of the Glendale Chamber of Commerce, president of the Glendale Civic Pride Ambassadors Foundation Board, on the Board of Quality of Life Organization, on the board of the Glendale Historic Society, and I'm also a board member of the Back to School Clothing Drive, which this year we gave clothing and school supplies to over 5,000 children. Our district can be called the bedroom community because it has older homes plus some new construction homes, and has the amenities such as the main library, the adult center, and Saguaro Ranch. Yes, there are still many city budget issues to be resolved, and although the budget is in balance at the moment, we will be continuing to face tough decisions for years to come based on this economy. And yes, we are a destination point, but at what cost to the taxpayers? During the past 4 years, the commercial vacancy rate in our district has ballooned. I intend to work with Glendale staff on refilling those vacancies and offices. Having commercial space filled again enhances our neighborhoods and provides a safe environment. It is critical to our city that we reach out to small business owners and develop new strategies to retain them. Small businesses make up 70% of the earned revenues in this country. And even though the overall crime rate has dropped in Glendale, the seriousness of the crimes has not lessened. Drug houses in our neighborhoods are a major concern of mine. I will work closely with and monitoring the progress of our police department to combat this type of serious crime. I am a candidate for the Barrel District Council member because I know I can deliver more effective and timely representation with undivided attention. I do not have a divided agenda. My focus is on our district and its needs. I will not be a Tuesday-only council member. I am committed to offering my time and talents 24/7. At this time in my life, I have the luxury of time to provide service so needed by the Barrel District citizens. The Barrel District needs a change in representation to someone committed to the needs of our residents, not downtown or just West Glendale. It needs someone who will do so day in and day out. It needs someone who will listen to their needs, concerns, and act upon them effectively. The time for change is now, and I am that someone. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Anthony Kern. I'm candidate for the Glendale City Council, Barrel District.
Let me fix this.
First of all, I want to thank Pastor Kim. If he's here, I really want to thank him for allowing us his facility this morning. I want to thank John for putting on the breakfast. Did a great job. Although I ate very light, I'm normally not a breakfast eater at all. So I want to give you a little bit about my background, what I've done, and what I'm going to do as city council member in the Barrel District, representing the Barrel District. What I've done is raised two boys, Samuel and Anthony Kern, both graduates of Moon Valley High School. One is currently serving in the United States military in the Army. The other one is looking to attend culinary school over at Arizona Art Institute. It's a tough job being a single dad, but I was focused on my children. I had thought about running for the Glendale City Council 20 years ago. I had also thought about joining the military 20 years ago. But because I was a single dad raising two boys, I put those dreams aside. And I developed myself, and I told myself at the time, while I was working, I actually was working on the Quentin Tobey campaign, and then Mayor Tobey and I had talked about running for council someday, and I said, I will. I put that in the back of my mind. I will once my children are grown and are adults, and today they are, and I'm very proud of my boys. And here I am. So I've developed myself over the last 20 years to become the best candidate for the Barrel District, and I've obtained a business degree. I am a small business owner. I have formed the Arizona Hoarding Task Force, which encompasses professionals from police, fire, mental health, animal welfare, and safety, professionals from all over the state tackling the hoarding issue. I am third vice president on the Code Enforcement League of Arizona. I've worked in the city of Phoenix approximately 17 years. In three different departments: water services, finance, and neighborhood services. I went over to the city of El Mirage. Now I currently work there. Built the best code enforcement program in the state. Changed some of the codes. Implemented a great program, basically turning the city around as far as its neighborhood preservation and code compliance program. I know how government operates. I know how government thinks. I know where to cut the budget. I know where to look. I as a candidate and as a representative of the Barrel District, will look and see the operations of the city government. I've talked with people. I've walked the streets in the Barrel District. I've talked with former employees of Glendale who have told me that their sales tax area needs to really be looked at. We're losing thousands of dollars every month because the procedures are very bureaucratic. And there's ways to bring in revenue without changing anything. You just need to look at the processes and procedures that are currently in place. What I plan to do as a representative in the Barrow District is communicate. A lot of people get elected to office and they forget who elected them. They forget the people. They forget the voter. Our country was founded on a representative form of government. It's not elect me and then I forget about you and then tell you what you want to hear the next election cycle. I want to open the lines of communication with the residents. I walk the streets. I've been walking the streets since February. It's gotten a little hot out. I actually suffered a little heat exhaustion last weekend. It was a very hot week. And before I forget, Amy, would you stand up, please? I want to recognize Amy. She has been a great, great help to me. She, we actually met on the campaign site, our trail, and we are kind of dating right now. So she's a very, I'm blessed to have her on board. Another thing I would do as a candidate and as a representative for the Barrow District is fill the commercial vacancies, fill the buildings, fill the strip malls, stop the spending. What you see in the federal government is mirrored in the city government. There is uncontrolled spending. There are, our tax dollars are being wasted. Again, government, small businesses are being just, money's just being stolen out of their pockets. Raises, are, I mean the permits and the fees are being raised. That needs to stop. We need to make it easier on the small business. Get them into these vacant buildings. Bring the jobs in. Small businesses are the backbone of our society. I would also look at turning ideas into income, meeting the residents in the Barrow District. There are many people who have great ideas. They don't know how to turn those ideas into an income for them. I will get them together. I will get the small business community together and work out problems and communicate and bring the government, bridge that gap that I see in our current city council. I am the candidate that will represent the voters of the Barrow District. I am the candidate that will work hard for you. I do not take any vote seriously. I am committed. My goal in the first year is to give it a 24/7 job, a 24/7 look. I will not be a Tuesday candidate. I will give it my full attention. As you can see, walking the districts, I'm committed, I'm passionate. And I believe in what I do, and I believe the government can be taken back by the citizens. It's not out of control yet, but we as citizens need to rise up and say enough is enough. Enough of wasteful spending. Enough of what you're doing. Stop. This is not the way our country was founded. This is not the way our city should be run. Thank you very much.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Bob Bohart. I'm a candidate for Ocotillo City District. I would like to thank the First United Methodist Church for hosting us and also John for inviting us for the breakfast. It is my privilege and distinct honor to be here. I would like to take a moment to introduce my wife, Rosanna Bohart. I'm an Arizona native, born in Tucson. On January 1st, 1960, I was the first baby born in Tucson. I made the front headline pages. That's very personal to me. Only a lot of people know about that. I have four adult children. Two are married. I have three grandchildren. My wife and Rosanna and I have lived in the Ocotillo District since 1997 for the past 13 years. We have raised our children on the home on Belmont Avenue. I have a quote that I live by, and I haven't read it before, but I put it on all my mailings. The citizen can bring back this political and governmental institutions to take back life, make them responsible and accountable, and keep them honest No one else can. John Garden. I may be a little nervous, but I'll tell you what. When you get to meet me one-on-one and we can talk, I'm a different person. I ran in 2006, and I said I was going to quit my current job at that time and devote full-time. I also said I believed in term limits. 8 years was long enough. 12 now is long enough now. If you elect me, I will leave my current position and make sure that somewhere on the city council we have an initiative, either city council or I will walk and get petitions signed for term limits and take it to the voters to change the charter. We have, the president has term limits. Congressmen and senators don't have term limits. Look what's happening at D.C. Now, the state has term limits, but our city doesn't have term limits. And when you have an institution that's broken, it needs to be fixed. And the only way you can fix it is by term limits. I have participated as a volunteer in Glendale Affairs for many years, also at state level and county. I'm an elected precinct committeeman in LD12 in Manistee for about the last 2 years. I have served on commissions such as the past chair of the Planning and Zoning Commission. I'm a graduate of Glendale University 101, as well as a graduate class on transportation and budget. Let's get back to the Planning Commission. This current council, except for one person and the mayor, appointed me on the commission for a 2-year term. In my second year, they nominated me as the vice chair. I became the vice chair. My third year, I was appointed as the chair. And then I had another reappointment on the chair in the last one. I did resign the last 6 months as a chair due to my dad's health conditions and other issues in my family. My dad ended up in Glencroft, and I was his caregiver. On the Planning Commission, we had the 2025 Western Area Plan. We had the City Center Master Plan. And I was one of the 60, I think, that was on the City Center Master Plan. Mickey was on it, too. I'm the only person, when you look at the City Center Master Plan, that was on the City Center Master Plan as advisory capacity and also on the Planning Commission when it came up to us. I know the vision for downtown. I know what the vision is for my district. I am currently the Sands Estates neighborhood leader and watch captain. When I moved in there, I knocked on my neighbor's door. They had no neighborhood. I registered it with the City of Glendale's Neighborhood Partnership Office and got active in it. Drive my neighborhood. See how many people support me. Knock on their doors. Ask them what kind of a person Bob is. I will be there for you. I fought for my country. I fought for my neighborhood. I will fight for the citizens. I will not only work for voters, I will work for everybody. Not everybody votes. 1,600 people approximately voted in the last primary in 2006. There's 2,800 early permanent ballots. Nobody touched those 1,200 people in the city. I ran in 2006. I kept my pack open. I've been out knocking on doors. I've been talking to people. See somebody in Circle K, I just tell them who I am. I ask them what they do. I give them my card. I started walking on 2 October. I talked to the Arizona Republic this week. I have way over 1,000 signatures. I've talked to the base. I've talked to the people. I enlisted and served in the United States Army for 10 and a half years, rising to the rank of Staff Sergeant in a tank unit. I was stationed at Fort Lewis, Washington, Fort Knox, Kentucky, 1st Armored Division in Germany, and Fort Hood, Texas. I'm a proud member of the National Rifle Association and a bugler for the Civil War Preservation Trust. Let me talk about my military history. I received the rank of Staff Sergeant in a combat arms unit. I was a platoon sergeant, tank leader, gunner, but I achieved the highest rank as a platoon tank commander. I have received the Meritorious Service Medal, Army Accommodation Medal, 7 Army Achievement Medals, 3 Good Conduct Medals. I've also received numerous leadership awards. I have it, and I can show it. I have the necessary skills, and I especially acquired my serving in the military and volunteering to be the next effective council member. I have publicly pledged that when I am elected as a council member, I will quit my job and devote all my time to serving our residents who I've talked to. I will be accessible and practice an open-door policy. I will be knocking on doors and houses, businesses in the district. Residents will be able to reach me at home, City Hall, by my email, or my cell phone. I will host regular district meetings during the year. I received a question yesterday. How can you leave a high-paying job to work for another job? Time. I would like to just say thank you. If you have any additional questions, I have flyers. I have a business card. I also have a webmail page, www.voteyesbob.com. And I would thank you for everything, and have a nice weekend, the rest of the weekend. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, everybody. We have a little bit more time. Do we want to field any questions? We have about 15 minutes. Does anybody have any questions for the for your candidates? If you do, we have another mic, but it doesn't work. So we're just doing the half right. So if anybody has any questions, or do the candidates want to come up here, and then that way you don't have to walk? Or anybody have any questions, you can raise your hand. Yes. Okay, I myself have a special interest in for all the candidates, and if you're going to be representing Glendale, I have a child who has autism. He's 7 years old now and is doing very well, and I have, for the last 25 years, I've volunteered with the city of Peoria and their special needs programs. And in 91, I was on the Parks and Rec Advisory Committee for Glendale, and I said, hey, let's get involved in Special Olympics. This is a good deal. And it was kind of, well, it didn't get acted on. And so I stayed on with Peoria because it was something to do. And so anyway, now that my little boy is 7 years old, will be eight, and then at 8 years old you can participate in Special Olympics. I'm trying to get Glendale's Parks and Rec to get involved in it. Even though we have a partnership with Peoria, Peoria's so small and understaffed and underfunded that they can't provide the services. It's such a big need, and it's in the city of Glendale, it's 250,000 people. Just in the autism alone, it's 2,500 people who could be using the services at any time, and Peoria can't handle it. City of Phoenix has stopped funding their Special Olympics programs because, as you know, they're broke. And so anyway, it's been a passion of mine for 25 years, but now I have a personal interest in it. And I want to see, and I've been talking with this Parks and Rec, with Rebecca. I don't give up. And so anyway, she knows me, and we're just trying to get going. But I want to get the council involved in it, because it's always better if it comes down from the top rather than up from the bottom. See, people tend to listen a little bit better when the boss is speaking rather than the little guy over here. But anyway, are there any other questions or any other concerns Yes, ma'am.
I have a question. Could you expand a little bit? What is it that you're looking for from the city?
For the Special Olympics program.
What do you want the city to do?
I want the city to first of all, fund a team. In the Special Olympics, Glendale has never been, they never fund a team. And it's really, they have the personnel. They just need to make a decision to do it. And there's money coming from the Special Olympics. They get a lot of donations. So there's a fund with Special Olympics that they can draw on. And they get donations. So it's really kind of you just need somebody from the city of Parks and Rec to say, okay, we'll do this. And like, I volunteered. I have no experience in this whatsoever. And yet I'm an expert now. And I'm certified aquatics instructor. I didn't know what to do. I just went to a class, and again, I'm an expert in that now. So it doesn't take a lot of and I have a lot of families here at the church, and also from a dance that I DJ at on Friday nights, because they can't go to Club Rio or nightclub. So anyway, I've done that for 25 years, and again, I'm an expert in that with no experience. I have no degrees in this, nothing. It's just, I do it. Yes?
There's a lot of special needs that are out there. Currently, Glendale Civic Pride Foundation just started on the rest of that board. And right now, we are currently going to present at the September meeting. We gave $2,000 to one lady who needed to come in. These are all people that live that are low ranking and don't have a lot of money. They're giving it's $5,000 to another lady whose child was born blind and had a some disorder, some metabolic disorder, and is not permanently paralyzed. They're trying to raise money for a van for her because she's completely blind, can't walk, and she's not, she's 7 years old. And the last thing which brings me to view is there's a girl who has an autistic son, and also had Lou. She's trying to start a group for her autistic child and other families that are out in the Air Force Base that are also autistic. We're giving her $2,500 to get that off the ground. So special needs need to be addressed all over.
Oh, yeah. I have a friend who had a son, healthy, wonderful little boy, bubbling everything, got the mumps, had a high fever, and got autism. Just like that. So it doesn't have to be, you know, it could be an accident. It could be, let me tell you, it could happen any day to any one of us. And that's why I want Glendale to really participate. And there's money, you know, we have rich big brothers out there. These football teams and these sports teams, they got money. It's not just a one-way ticket to them. They have charities and stuff that all you need to do is say, this is what we want. Give us some money. Yes? It's easy. It's just you just have to put your mind to it.
That's right. And the money is there. It's not going to cost the taxpayer.
John?
Yes?
Would you have to stand up again and tell us who they are? Because there weren't any names up there.
I'm sorry.
The candidates.
Okay.
Mr. Bohart, I didn't get his opinion on the casino.
Okay, Bob, we didn't get your opinion on the casino, but could all the candidates please stand up and give your name, give us your name and what district you're running from? Running for?
My name is
Norma Alvarez, and I'm Ocotillo district candidate, Ocotillo, and I'm looking for my position.
I'm Bob Albert. I'm in the Ocotillo district. Walking the district, I've gotten about 65 to 75% who went to the casino, and I've asked them why, and they told me it was because they have a high pay 24/7, unlike the arena and the stadium. They have benefits, they have great pay, it's not seasonal, and annually $6,000 for me. Whole the Arizona Republic, I don't have what the council has that they talk about in these next sessions. So at this time, I would have to talk. I would be willing to sit down and talk to the casino. I would shoot from my hip and be the first one to do a letter to the editor opposing it. Because you have to look at all sides on all issues. You have to look at your constituents. You have to look at the city staff and the applicant and base your decision on what's best for the district and the city as a whole. Just not what's good for the city. You need to talk to the city and find out what they feel on issues. So at this time, I couldn't tell you, but I just do know what I'm getting sentiment out of my district. Thank you.
Kathy Kerr, Bureau District. I really connected, and I've got his information, so I'd like to come over here and see what we can do.
Okay. My email address is very easy. It's iwillwin@cox.net.
And we would like to come.
And it's not I will win today, because if I don't, I'll be depressed, but I'm going to prevail.
My name is as far as the casino, people who were might not come there also interested in the casino. It may be something that we have to bring to the board right now. It's an expense. I don't think we can afford right at this point to the infrastructure, because there are $40,000 in our budget over the next 4 years of property taxes still going down. So, but I think lines of communication will always need to stay open. And I think you should be able to bring on a ballot.
My name is Bud Zoan, and I'm running for the Ocotillo District. From Ocotillo. Correct. And on the casino piece of it, we need more information before we make a decision.
I'm just trying to get the information. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, District. I'm glad you're losing that. I just want to point one thing out. I think everyone knows this. There was a special act that was passed when the end of President Scott and King to reimburse the Lone Oregon Tribe for the land that they lost from the King of Dams and the King of Rock Dams built, and then they flooded. And so they got $30 million to buy land for reimbursement to replace that land. But there's some language in there that says something to the effect that the money is not to be used to convert city or the towns land for preservation. So even though the newspaper yesterday that the Department of Interior made a decision, there are not done the answer questions yet. And it's not just another issue. Yes, they give a thing about 2% of their millions and millions of dollars.
12%.
Is it 12?
12%.
I thought it was 2%, but anyway. And then throughout the state, to various organizations, I sat down with the tribal chairman and some of his representatives, and some of the councilmembers that I said, believe me, they, you know, when they came in, it's on my way or the highway. But, I mean, they told me that it's going to be built, and they financed it. I don't know what most of them are going to pay for the same thing. And it's just not a good thing. There's too many negatives over there. And those, you know, by taking jobs, how would it come up against it? tribes, especially the Gila River, close to it. The state law in the Fast Gaming Act, it says that they can only have so many slot machines. And so it's just one thing after another. And you might remember that the racetracks were trying to get slot machines because of the competition. So we had the money. And they were referring to those as racinos. And I didn't have that.
Manny, we're running a little long.
Okay,
Try to be brief.
Good morning, I'm David Lay. The last one said about the casino, I appreciate you personally.
Jim, I just wanted to name, because I don't hear any of you, because I'm not here, so yeah.
I want you to know that the city has reached out to the tribe for the last year and a half. The tribe, in every instance, has refused to bring the people we've asked to be there or the information we've asked to make an informed decision. So it isn't as though we won't talk and won't try to communicate. The tribe has been very, very difficult and has kept up our refusal to have it.
Okay, thank you everybody for coming. Thank you, candidates. Let me tell you, I'm so happy that you were able to make it to this meeting. I'm sure some of you thought, 7:30 at night, yeah, I'll be there. Wait a minute. So anyway, I appreciate everybody coming. I hope you had a good breakfast. If not, you can talk to the complaint or quality